Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
Yo, man, you already know what the fuck this is. TSA motherfucking radio. We live and direct, my bro Dre. Three Letterman, what is good, my G?
Bro, what's good, my nigga? What's poppin', brother?
Hey, man, we out here, bro. Big event that happened. We got a couple of guests. Big guests calling up.
Yes, sir.
Guests, man. These are guests right here.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be good, man. I'm excited. We got B-Dot coming on the show. Had a crazy battle.
Crazy.
With Cortez. Crazy.
Fire.
Crazy. So we got B-Dot coming on the show.
It's an 818 number. He should be calling right now, in fact.
All right, we're going to get him on right now. He's on the line right now. Let's get him on right now. Fresh off the battle. Let's go, man. B-Dot. Man, what's good, brother?
What up? How y'all feeling?
B-Dot, what's good, my
bro,
G?
Good.
You know, just chilling, brother. Still trying to recoup from this being sick and shit with this sore throat and all that, but I'm feeling well, bro.
Word. B-Dot, let's talk about it, brother. I mean, we all watched The Bunker. I thought this was the best back and forth of the whole night, to the fact where it's like, it almost felt like y'all was in the same room writing, you know what I'm saying? Like, writing together, like how your first round would go, his first round would match. Like, going into the battle, like, B-Dot, I gotta be real with you, my brother. You surprised a lot of us, and I don't want to say we probably put you in the box as battle rap fans, but what was your strategy going into this battle, brother?
Well, that was totally it, man, just to show that I could do all that, you know, and in terms of doing that, it's just about a mindset. It's just about whatever vibe you in. Like, I feel like, man, I'm a great writer, and so it's just about the context in which I'm writing, you feel me? So if I'm on some gangster shit, I can write some dope gangster shit. If I'm on some conscious shit, I can write some dope conscious shit. So I just wanted to show, like, and I could do that, and it wouldn't be me stepping out of my element because that's from which I come from. You know what I'm saying? So I just took it back to the essence one time, man, and I just wanted to show you guys that I can get busy, you know, within 2 minutes, 30 seconds, or 3 minute time frame, and I don't necessarily need 5 to 7 minutes. That just so happened to be the Danny battle, and that's how that went, but I just wanted to show that, you know, the versatility, and that I got a skill set. I got a wide range of skill sets, and I just wanted to show that night.
Mm. Now,
damn, and you did,
Cortez,
bro. Go ahead, Dre.
Yeah, Tim. Go ahead, Tim.
I was gonna say this is all we saw, man. Were you expecting? What were you expecting from Tez? I want to say.
It's like the same way that everybody views me. It's like the fans. Mm-hmm. The battle culture, the battle rappers, everybody views me, everybody marginalized me and put me in this box of a fake Lux, preacher, pretentious, conscious battle rapper that wants to come in and school everybody. And, you know, everybody put me in that box without really, really, really delving into my material and really seeing how I present it. So I knew he was going to come like that. That's how anybody would have came, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Anybody
would
have tried
would.
To, you know. Yeah, I would too, you feel me? Like, that's how I would come at myself too, you feel me? So I knew I had the advantage going into the battle because I knew that I could switch it up and switch it up well and make it make sense, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of niggas can't pull that off. Like, you can't try new tricks on a vet like Cortez if that's not how you built, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, but I knew I was built for that, man. I knew I come from that environment. So if it's about getting to the street stuff and going there, I can go there. And then I can still tie it into the consciousness to where it's not contradictory. You feel me? So I made it all work, man. And I'm just happy that I got through it with the voice. You know what I mean? Like,
that's a
big thing, too. Like, I'm all about conviction and making powerful statements, like at the end of words and shit. You know, so I was a little... That's the only thing I'm mad about. I wasn't able to really put the umph into certain bars, you know, because my voice. But, I mean, I still fought through that joint and still feel like, you know, I pulled that one off.
You were very aggressive, my dude. Like, very aggressive out the gate. Like, it threw me off. I was like, whoa. Like, very aggressive. You had a lot of Pyru talk. You know what you are? You were like, you are what I call, used to be an old school rapper named Intelligent Hoodlum. Is in the Strategy now? You ever heard of Intelligent Hoodlum?
Nah, I haven't, bro.
Yeah, he's very, like, he's a rapper that could talk. He's almost like a gangster and a gentleman. Like, he could preach the conscious stuff, like Common does, and still get gritty with it. Like, Onyx, you know what I'm saying? Now,
facts.
Let's talk about this battle right quick. First round, and I don't know how you felt, Timbo. I felt, with Cortez asking you to go first and the stipulations that he brought to you, you was obviously you was with it, though. Was there any trepidation, like, nah, you trying to set me up here?
No, I wasn't with that at all. I wasn't with nothing. None of his stipulations. I didn't want to do nothing that he proposed. I didn't want to rap for 4 minutes, and I didn't want to necessarily go first. Like, in terms of, like, because it's like, how you gonna tell somebody that they're going first? That means that you get to prepare your third round knowing that it's gonna be the closer. That's a whole different writing. That's a whole, you know what I mean? Like, you can write different. If you absolutely know that you're going to close the battle, you can write different. You can have pre-rebuttals in the stash that you can throw into your third round. You know, it's just a totally unfair advantage. You feel me? So I didn't respect that part of it. Like, why I got to go first? Let's flip that coin. And if that coin say I go first, then I go first.
Right.
And that means we both prepare equally. We both prepare not knowing if we're going first or last. Like, that's how a battle rap should be. You shouldn't know that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of whack to me. So I wasn't feeling that, and I wasn't feeling the 4 minutes because, like I said, my whole thing was proving to y'all that I didn't need 4 minutes. So when he said that, I wasn't feeling nothing about that at all. Yeah, you feel me? Like, that didn't do nothing for me, you know? And I just I watched it, and I was like, whatever. All that's going to do is promote the battle, so that's cool. But I wasn't tripping off it.
Now, this second round, though, let me ask you a question, though. Like, your second round, pardon me. Like, my man, the Rockefeller scheme, the Bad Boy scheme, like, bro, your schemes are clean, bro. I'm not even going to hold you now. Your second round, people trying to say, oh, three-letter man, Timbo, B-Dot, choked in the second round. I don't think you choked. I think you might have forgot your bars,
man,
and you just stopped right there, right?
Tell him to choke on these nuts. I ain't choke shit. You feel me? Like, on some real shit. What happened was, I thought that bar was so fire when I told him. I don't know how many people caught it or whatever. I told him. I said, I'm here to expose these niggas in a list of vets that lack performance, always banking on the shot that we get the point once it hits the net. Meaning, like, these niggas always want to wait till some shit go to YouTube to be like, see, I won. So I was pointing that out, and I go into the whole Dipset scheme or whatever. When I say you like Jim Jones in an abandoned home, can't find your way, you're set dipped, got nobody to call on. Damn. In other words, you lost in the building, but want to give us this feeling that it's all on cam. Now, me personally, maybe it wasn't that hot, but me personally, I thought that shit was fire. So I was expecting. You feel me? Like, I was expecting a room shaker, low key. I was expecting people to be like, wow, because I thought that was super intricate or whatever. But I was expecting a room shaker, and then when it wasn't, I guess I did have another bar. I had another, like, couple bars, but when I didn't get the reaction I wanted, I was just like, man, time. You know what I mean? So
it threw you off.
Yeah, it threw me off a little. You feel me? Like, all right, time. You feel me? Because I was already only had about 5 seconds left. You know what I'm saying? Like. So I was like, I'm at the end of my fucking round. I got like 5 to 10 seconds left time. I'm going to just end it on that. But definitely not a choke. Not like I didn't remember my next bars or no shit like that. But, you know, that's how the battle rap critics are, man. They try to get you for every little thing you do.
Your third round now. You were rapping in Spanish, my dude. Like, that.
Yeah.
Like.
I have to show that. I
don't know Spanish, but the way you were spitting there, you acting like Cortez. You were talking about his heritage and stuff. Like, what kind of books do you read, B-Dot? For real, my nigga.
Man, I'm on my A game, bro. I'm on my A game.
Right.
But in terms of knowing Spanish, you know, this is L.A. You feel me? There's no way you're gonna have a Mexican homeboy, or you're gonna mess with a Mexican chick or something. You know what I mean? Like
you're gonna
know something about Spanish. And my grandma's from Nicaragua. She's from Central America and shit. So she speaks Spanish. She's African. She's black, but she's from Nicaragua by way of, you know, our ancestors being enslaved over there. So she speaks Spanish, so she used to speak it to me and shit. So, you know, I pick up on things, and I know how to speak. I can listen to a Spanish conversation and know what they're saying. I just don't know every word and shit, but I know how to speak it very well and very, like, fluently, like, very accurately, you feel me? And so even my little brother, he, like, you know, we grew up together. I call him my little brother. He's half black, half Mexican, you feel me? And he speaks Spanish fluently. So it's like, it's just it's the culture out here in L.A. You know, it's easy to pick up on Spanish. You know, we got so many Spanish-speaking people over here. So I just wanted to prove that point that the brother don't know Spanish. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I thought it was a dope angle, bro. I'm not going to lie to you. I thought that was a dope angle than what you did.
Yeah.
Which one of Cortez rounds that you might have, that felt that might have got at you a little bit, though?
That first
round was
kind of
hard,
nasty.
Though, wasn't it?
That first was nasty. That first was nasty. That first was hard. I ain't even gonna front. And I would look like a hypocrite, like complaining about the time, because his first was hella long. It was way longer than mine.
It was.
But I'm cool with that. I ain't tripping, because niggas would be like, nigga, your shit was hella longer than Danny's. You feel me?
Right.
So I ain't gonna cause that rift. But his shit was long, but it was dope, and he had a lot to say. If I were him, I would have strategized that a little better, and I would have broke that up and had that. I would have had that throughout the whole battle, like in different rounds. But he kind of compacted a very strong round all in one, and it was powerful. And luckily for him, my voice was fucked up, because I kind of felt like with me going first, I was kind of warming my voice up, so I wasn't like I wasn't as energetic as I was in my second and my third. So I feel like he got the first. He might have got the first. You know what I'm saying, with that performance, with that round. That round was dope.
I edged him the first round, and I gave you round two, and I gave him round three. Now people trying to say, oh, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm like, yo, I like Cortez material in the second round. Don't get me wrong. I just like the shit beat I was talking about, bro. I thought it took a while for Cortez to heat up. When you clocked in the second round, he's like, boom, bap, boom, bap. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I don't know, like, how we judging this, because it's like, even his like, long stories and his, like, breakdowns
kinda long,
and shit.
Kind of long, B-Dot. I ain't gonna front. It was kind of long.
It was long, and they didn't have, like, you know, like, my shit be hella long, but when I get to that punch at the end, it's a knockout. It's like, you know what I'm saying? His shit was like, Loaded Lux and B-Dot walking to a bar, right? And then he did
like
this whole
angle,
story.
But he lost me after that,
though. But look, though, he did the whole, and I ain't shitting on Core. I fuck with Core. I got his number and shit. We homies and shit.
It's
all
good.
Yeah. But I'm just keeping it a buck, right? He said, Lux and B-Dot walking to a bar, blah, 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 all this shit. And the end punch was, and all they ordered was a water and some ice.
Yeah, that.
You know, it was like that's the end of it. Like, it should have been something else.
That's the
so
big finale.
He wasted like, yeah, that's the, like, that was the finale of it. So he wasted like a lot of his round. That was like 30 to 40 seconds of his round. You feel me? And so it's like, I mean, that compared to my second, even if people want to say, oh, I stopped it 10 seconds earlier, he wasted 30 seconds, homie. And I stopped my shit 10 seconds earlier, and I was barring out the gate. Like, come on, bro. Like, so I personally, I'm looking at this shit objectively, because I don't mind losing. If I lost, I lost. I don't mind losing. But when I watch it and look at it objectively, there's no way I lost that second. I had schemes. I had the bad boy scheme. I had the
that was hard.
Rockefeller
that bad boy scheme was.
Yeah, I had the Dallas Cowboys scheme. Like, oof. I had too much. I had too much, bro. I had too much. So I just don't think he survived that second. And I'm not even finna debate about the third. that's not even a question, homie. That's not even a question. Cool. So it's like, it really comes down to that second. And you know, it's all good. It's preference, man. If people have him winning that second, it's all whatever. It's all good. But I'm looking at it objectively, man. And I'm like, there's no way he wasted too much time. And he didn't have no bars. He didn't have no punches in that round. He was just talking.
And yeah, he was talking more talking in bars. It felt like he was trying to match you, or he trying to figure out what you're going to do going into the battle. And I think even us as battle rap supporters, we were like, we thought B-Dot was going to go away one way, and you went left on us. And I applaud you for going left. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, we should know what you're going to do and what you're going to say. You know what I mean?
Yeah, had to. You know, you gotta learn from people's mistakes, man. You gotta learn from people's mistakes. And I watch the culture, and I watch how people put themselves in boxes, man, and marginalize themselves. And then when you continue to do the same style, and you do so great at that style, the level of expectation is so high. Now it's like oh man, you did this so well, so next time you got to do this. So I'm like, but if you switch your style, and not completely switch it to where it's not you no more, but if you alter your style a little bit and you do great that way, then people have multiple options of expectations that they want to see you at. So now with me moving forward, y'all don't know if y'all want to see Dashiki B-Dot or Red Hoodie B-Dot. You feel me? Like,
right.
Y'all don't. I've given you that option to say, like, yo, this brother can do both, and this is not contradictory. He's explaining how this all works together. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like I set myself up really well with this battle moving forward, because now I feel like I give my opponent something to really think about, and all the stigmas is kind of out the door. For me personally, I would think that all the stigmas is out the door, like the fake Lux, you know, fake Preacher, all that shit. I feel like that shit got to be out the door, man. Cause
does that shit piss you off?
I mean, it's just
that
annoying.
When they try to
like,
put you under this Lux 2.0.
Yeah, I think
Lux
more so annoying, huh?
It's not. It don't piss me off. Like I don't legit get mad. I'll just be like, y'all niggas is, you really trying to hate? Because if you read my shit on paper and nobody told you it was B-Dot, you'd be like, that's fire. But
facts.
Because
I agree with that.
Because it's, you know what I'm saying? Because it's me, and then you see the way that I'm moving or posturing when I'm rapping, you want to say, oh, well, he kind of looked like Lux when he moves and shit. And so it's like, it's just annoying that people rather discredit me for my writing and my skill set as a rapper, and try to box me in with somebody because we may move around the ring the same and shit like that. Like, you know, it's whatever. It's annoying, but I feel like that shit, anybody that's still talking that, it's like, if you're still talking like that, bro, you just don't like me, man. You know, and
hate mind it, right?
You know what I'm saying? If you're still talking like that, you just don't like me. And, you know, God bless you. I hope Saga's creator blesses you and helps you with that, bro, because I don't know, man.
Wow.
hold on.
Before we go to Saga, because I want to get to Saga, let me ask
you
a question. Because me and – my bad, Timbo, one second. I've had people tell me and Timbo, okay, yo, Dre and Timbo, B-Dot is preaching peace 1 minute, then he's preaching violence 1 minute. I'm like, bro, I think he's trying to explain to y'all his story. Are you listening to what the man is saying? Like, he's telling you where he's come from.
Look, I don't even know why you're talking to them, because I just feel like them is not real people. If anybody thinks anybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, they got to be robots or something. They got to be programmed with chips in their brain, because anybody that has a human experience on Earth knows that you go through trials and tribulations, you go through growth, you go through stuff that creates a testimony for you. That's the whole point. I didn't come out my mama womb with a fucking dashiki on with books, nigga. I had to go through life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to go through life. Like, I grew up in a Piru neighborhood. And I grew up trying to do the right things, trying to go to school and play sports and play football, but that was just my environment, and it got a hold of me, like it does a lot of young brothers. So when I'm in it's funny, battle rap, 99% of it is about gangster shit. And so when I tell you I'm about that too, now you want to complain. But it's just like, what do you want then, homie? Because even – and here's the main thing. There's nothing about revolutionaries – that has ever been soft. Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X,
we're not soft.
Khalid Muhammad, like everybody I'm naming is all, they was all gangsters. They was all with the business. It's just that they was about black people striving and overcoming. They wasn't just on no reckless shit. They wasn't going around talking about, hey, let's just kill all white people and did it all stupid shit. They was just saying, look, we're gonna protect ourselves and we with the business. You know what I'm saying? So From a revolutionary standpoint, it's like I'm telling these niggas in a battle rap, if you're not with this revolutionary stuff, then I consider you the enemy. And if you're the enemy, then therefore all these gun bars and everything that you want to do, we can do that. You feel me? Like, it works then. It's not like I'm saying, my brother, why are you trying to kill me with your gun? So for that, I'm going to shoot you back. Yeah. Like, that would be stupid. That would be stupid if I came in there preaching, like, why are you talking about all this gun stuff? Well, since you're talking about guns, I'm going to shoot you with a gun. Now, that would be stupid. However, what I'm saying is, if you're not on my team, then you're on the other side of the team, and we can get it in however you like to get it, because it's not about color. It's not about race. It's just about agenda. You feel me? You got white people that was in the Black Panther Party. So
facts,
it's
facts,
not about
facts.
Not a, you know what I'm saying? This is facts. So it's not about race as much as it's about agenda. If you're not about my agenda, then you're the enemy. You feel me? So we can get it in however you want to get it in. So when people say stupid shit like that to you, bro, like, that's my comeback. When they try to hit me with it, I'm like, bro, you don't really understand life. You haven't gone through no experiences then. If you really think that somebody's just going to come out and just be peaceful out the womb, like on some Gandhi shit, and just walk around, just floating around and just being peaceful,
yeah.
Like, come on, bro. This is real life we going through, and shit happens, you know, and it makes you who you are. So I'm glad I went through gangster shit, because it prepared me for life. I'm glad I went through that shit. I wouldn't want to be soft. This is a hard world. Who wants to be
right.
soft in this hard world? You know what I'm saying? So it's whatever, bro.
It's true. No, I like that shit. I wanted to ask you this, getting back to the battle. How did you like that
yeah.
whole bunker type of feel? Did it kind of get you amped in a certain type of way?
It felt like LA Battlegrounds, bro. It really wasn't
a
difference.
It was a similar.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like, before the battle, there was this preconceived notion that, like, it was going to be like, oh, B-Dot is about to rap in front of a bunch of white people, and they're not going to like what he has to say. All this stupid shit. I'm like, bro, you understand this battle is in Los Angeles? Like, like, fuck is you talking about? What the fuck is you talking about, nigga? Like, do you understand, nigga, it took me 15 minutes to get there from my house? Like,
talk that shit, B-Dot.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, my neighborhood is 15 minutes away from where the bunker was. Like, come on, bro. Like, what is you talking about? And not only that, but the card was straight West Coast. It was a L.A. card, man. Like,
yes, it was.
We had, you know what I'm saying? We had Pyrus in the building. We had Crips in the building. It was just all love, man. It was just a West Coast card with West Coast talent and a lot of West Coast dudes in the building that's really from that L.A. lifestyle that was just there to enjoy battle rap and be entertained by battle rap, man. It was no bullshit. It was no banging on each other, none of that nonsense. It was just a dope environment. So I loved it, man. Like I said, it felt like LA Battlegrounds. I felt right at home, bro. I felt right at home. I loved it, man. Shout out to King of the
Dot. I
like
that. Yeah.
Man. It's a dope venue. It's a dope event, man. I love what they're doing over there.
Now, your first time with King of the Dot, was this long overdue, though?
It was like, you see, like, my thing, man, it's like, I was going through the litigations with URL for so long that I was kind of holding off on it. You know what I'm saying? Because I know how this shit was going to move. So King of the Dot been hitting me up for a long time. So, you know, I was working on my album. I was doing different shit. And then it was just like these dudes is putting on a card for LA. How can I,
right.
how am I not going to be involved in this? That don't make no sense. You feel me? Like, so yeah, it was long overdue, man, especially with the format and the platform that they providing for LA. This is like, they do that event every month. Like, they do an event in LA every month to support West Coast battle rap and to bring us dope battles that we deserve to have on our coast, in our city. So how could I not be, you know what I'm saying? How can I not be a part of that, or how can I not support that? That would be backwards.
Yeah.
So.
Now, URL right quick, my dude.
Yeah.
Them asking you to do a PG, do you think that's a slap in the face? Because I think it's a slap in the face. I don't care if you got a small sample size of battles. We got 4 or 5 battles, we got.
Yeah, I got more than that. I got more than that online. It's like a couple low-key ones that people don't really recognize, like, you know, from my early days and shit. I think it's probably up to like 7 now.
7.
But just 7. But you know, I don't fault URL, man, for me wanting to do a PG, because their main reason was just that it had nothing to do with my skill set or where I'm at. They just felt like that would open up the floodgates. They was like, B-Dot, look, we can't do that, because if you don't do a PG, then the next guy that has a little buzz is gonna feel like he doesn't need to do one, and then the next guy. So I respect that. I had no problem with that at all. So I just told them, like, it just got to make sense then, homie. Like, it got to be to a point where it's somebody that I really want to battle, and it got to make sense. So to keep it a buck with you, the whole setup was we were supposed to do something in December out here in L.A. They were supposed to do another event in L.A. in December.
The traffic?
I don't even know what they was going to call it. I think they was like coming up with some new shit. You know what I mean? I don't even know what they was going to call it, but you know what I mean? And I guess it was going to be Tink. I guess Tink was about to get demoted back to PG or something. I don't know, but
it was supposed to be
because they said, I'm just saying, I ain't trying to diss him, but they said it was going to be a PG. They said it was going to be a PG against Tink. And I'm like, okay, I guess he's taking a step down. He's taking a step down after this wave battle. So yeah, man, that was the plan. And you know, there was a lot of conversation going on behind closed doors and shit. And we was trying to make it work. I just really wanted to do this event. You know what I mean? And they kind of felt a certain way about it, man. I love the brothers over there. I wish them nothing but the best. And hopefully we can make something happen together. But they just was not feeling this. They was not feeling this King of the Dot shit. They just wasn't feeling it, bro. So
they told you that? They told you they wasn't feeling it?
Yeah, man, of course. You know what I mean? Like, because but the thing is they looking at it like we was talking to you first, B-Dot. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of feel where they're coming from, because it was kind of like, we was in negotiations with you first, and you told us you was going to do this, that, and the third. And I'm like, but my thing was like, I'm still going to do this, that, and the third. I'm just saying, this is an event in L.A., Let me get this off. Like, I need this.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let me get this off, Cortez, in L.A., and you see why I needed it in L.A., right?
Mm-hmm.
You see why.
Back.
The shit I was saying, the conversation. You feel what I'm saying? Like, the conversation that I had with Cortez, it needed to be in L.A. for the simple fact that he carries the name Cortez. You feel me? And I broke that whole thing down about her name, Cortez, and that how he came over here to this coast and did what he did to the Aztecs and this, that, and the third. So for me, like, see, people got to understand, for me, it's always strategic because I want to do something powerful. So as a culture, as fans, everybody should want me to do that. They should be like, look, B-Dot, do what you do because you do powerful shit for the culture. So if you need to do that battle in L.A. because it has some type of significance geographically, then do that. But I never said, like, oh, I'm going to do this and I ain't fucking with y'all or something. Like, that was never the case. You feel me? So
nah, let you get your battle on Cali at the crib, and then we go back to the negotiation tables and make it do what it do.
That's exactly how I was thinking, brother. Exactly. But, you know, for them it's a business, and if you don't follow the business of what they're trying to handle, then, you know, they ain't really with it. So I respect it, but at the same time, you know, I got to do what's best for me, too. You feel me?
Right,
so
I agree.
I hope it's no bad blood. I hope it's no hard feelings, and I think we all grown men. And as a black man, I respect what they do. That's a black-owned business that they built from the bottom, so I respect what they do. And, you know, I'm a big fan. I'm going to always watch. I just watched the couple battles that they dropped recently. It's not like I'm a supporter.
Right.
I'm a supporter of URL. You know what I mean? So I want them to get their thing off and still do what they do. I'm a supporter of King of the Dot. I'm a supporter of RBE. I'm a supporter of LA Battlegrounds. Like, I'm a supporter of Queen of the Ring. Like, I'm just a battle rap fan. You feel me? So
facts.
I'm not picking no sides or picking no teams. And the only thing I will say is I am an advocate for West Coast battle rap because I just feel like we get mistreated. And so while I'm in this
talk, talk about that right quick. Talk about that. Danny Myers, me and Timbo interviewed Danny Myers a couple of weeks ago, and the same thing you said is how he felt.
Yeah, man, I just think we get mistreated. I mean, it doesn't make any sense when you think about where we are geographically. It's not like we in, like, buttfuck nowhere. Like, this is Los Angeles. You cannot tell me that you cannot throw a Summer Madness in Los Angeles or something, or a big event in Los Angeles. You know what I'm saying? Of course you can. You just gotta, you gotta finesse the city. Like, you gotta come out here and throw more events and put more LA people on the car and get the city involved and get battle rap really cracking in LA like it should be. It's definitely doable. You feel me? So I'm in the position I'm in right now, and I might not be in this position for that much long. So, you know, I'm a realist. Like, I know this shit come and go. 6 months from now, niggas might not be talking about B-Dot. So while I'm in the position I'm in, I'm going to try to push for the West Coast. You feel me? Because it's a lot of young dudes that deserve a shot, like the young homie Geechee Gotti. I don't know if
son, that battle with him and that other dude, Saint, whatever his name is, was fire. That Geechee Gotti cat is fire. From Compton,
fire,
I think, right?
Bro. Yeah, he's a real official Compton
Timbo, tell me about this cat, bro.
Yeah.
That is fire, son. I ain't gonna hold you.
I gotta watch this guy.
Oh, you gotta watch him, bro. I kid you not. I'm really trying to think who can beat him. It would have to be like Calico or Suge. It gotta
be. Because
he got
like a street feel. Yo, B Dot.
One
of my mother fam. I told my bro Tim, I was like, bro, this battle with Geechee Gotti, I think his name is Sane, I think. The other Caddy, the brother with the dreads with the hoodie on.
Yeah.
That shit had a URL feel to me.
It did. It's a fact. It did. And that's what I'm saying. That could easily happen out here. We have West Coast artists that can give you, if URL's feel is street and all that shit, if that's what it is, then you can't tell me we don't got that out here. We could cover that, bro. So it's like, so while I'm in the position that I'm in, man, I'm just trying to make sure West Coast battle rap gets the praise and respect it deserves. I mean, look at the year we have it, man. Look at Rum Nitty. Look at me and Danny. Look at Daylight. He went over to URL for the first time.
That's an Iron Solomon classic.
Disaster. And it's like the West Coast is having a great year, but we can't really claim a big event that we've had this year on the West Coast besides the one we just had. Like, and that for us was like a big deal. It might not have been a big deal to y'all, whoever else, but me,
right.
Geechee Gotti, Dre Vicious,
yeah.
Ron Compton, Yak the Ripper, Saint, we was all like, wow, this is a West Coast car and we're all on it. And this live pay-per-view is king of the dot. That was such a big deal for us, man, because we don't get that. We don't get that type of look. You know what I'm saying? Like, when URL come out here and do a traffic, you're not gonna see no up and coming LA dudes on the traffic card. It's gonna be all names. You feel me? And I'm not knocking that, but it's like it got to be an event out here that helps, you know, raise the culture and of the young dudes coming up and help raise, you know, the whole climate out here in terms of West Coast battle rap. So that's what I'm personally about, man. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Gotcha.
I like that.
Saga.
I think it's gonna be good.
You still want Saga?
I'm not balanced. Hell no. Definitely not. Hell no.
What happened? I can't even.
Like Chess stole all my bars. Chess stole all my bars.
Damn.
I was like, damn, Chess. Damn, young killer.
Oh,
my bars. I feel like Chess came over here and was listening to my rounds that I had prepared for Saga for like 2 years now. He must have heard my shit or something. He told the nigga, why we gotta die to go to heaven? I have a bar for Saga similar to that. So it's like if I battled him at this point, it would just be redundant. You know what I mean? Like Chess did an exceptional job. And of course I would delve more into like historical fallacies and, you know, I would delve more into like race and religion and, you know, how that all ties in together.
I still want to see that though, B Dot. I ain't gonna front though, my nigga. I still want to see you and Saga get it popping though.
But see, it can be done to anybody. Like if you guys want to see that for that type of conversation, then you got these other guys that it could be done to as well. So I'm interested to see how these other guys cook and to see if they really, you know, get their name up and if they really like the type of dudes that people feel like I should do that type of battle with. You know what I mean? But as far as the Saga, man, you know what? Saga and Tink should battle. Like, them two ghosts, they should battle for, like, the, you know, like the celebrity death match, like two dead niggas. That'll be a fire battle. Now, if Saga and Tink battle, and then Saga watch Tink, I think that'll gain more of the interest back, like, personally. Like, you remember when Saga was doing all that big woofing, like, oh, man, B-Dot ain't nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was doing all that. And at this point, it's kind of like, you know, my trajectory at this point, it looks like the next best battle that would make a lot of sense and be, like, a big deal, I personally think, is me and Verb. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
I think me versus Verb. Me and A Verb.
Yo.
So,
I wouldn't mind seeing Verb get it popping.
You feel me? So it's like, so think about that. So I'm looking at it like this. Me and Verb, we did the face-off and everything at the bunker. Verb took the picture. I think Verb posted the picture on his Facebook and all kind of shit. So it's like Verb want that to happen. And I want to go elsewhere. I want to battle Verb, like, outside of L.A., but he wants to do it in L.A., so that's on him. So he want to come here. So I just feel like I'm thinking about that. It's like Verb or Saga. Like, you know what I mean? Like, or – but here's the thing. Let's be real. I can't even get to Saga because of the whole – you know, what's going on right now and how URL is feeling. So that's out the window anyways.
Right.
But even if that was an option, I have to really weigh that. Like, I personally think me versus Verb was going to be a better, like a more competitive battle, like a more competitive battle. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think me and Saga, I think that would be just be a clear, like, 2-1, if that. Like, if you maybe got one round, I just think that would just be – I think you guys just want to see me beat him up. You know what I mean?
Like, well, you know what? Listen, let's be real. The stigma, once again, that both guys are preachy, even I think you're not – I don't even get that preachy shit with you. You know what I'm saying? I don't really get that preachy shit with Saga either, to be honest. I just look at it as a brother just doing what he does, what he brings to the table. You know, you – Loso and Saga, they try to put in that same boxing stuff. Are you familiar with Loso?
Nah, who's that?
Loso is a brother that kind of, I wouldn't say reminds me of you. You know,
I'm
y'all are different, but y'all preach the word. You know what I mean?
He's
fucking with you,
Dre. I'm
fucking with
you. Oh,
you
fucking
with me?
I love who
Loso is.
I wouldn't mind seeing Loso get it in.
Yeah, that's something that's in the talks. John trying to put that together. John trying to put that together. So, you know, it's definitely in the talks, man. You know, my thing is, like I said, once again, just trajectory, right? Like, just, like, where I'm at, like, where I'm looking. Like, I have to make these decisions. So it's like, if Verb's right in front of me saying, listen, I want smoke, I'll come to L.A., we could do that. I just feel like that's a bigger battle than anybody, any of the other names right now, you feel me? And I wouldn't mind Loso. You know what I mean? I wouldn't mind Loso. Like, that conversation needs to happen with somebody, and I guess he's like the, I don't know, like the second.
But you're looking about your resume,
rapper.
Though. For B-Dot's resume, having a Cortez then going to a Verb is a great look, you're saying.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, it's confusing to me. Like, I'm really more intrigued with how you guys view it, because for me it's confusing. Like, is that a bad look? Like, I'd be asking myself, like, yo, I just battled Danny Myers, a vet, Cortez,
classic. A super
vet, you know what I mean? And these are both classics, arguably. Me and Cortez, classic, right?
Yeah, it was the best back and forth of that night, bro. I ain't going to lie to you, for real.
Okay, so even if it's not a classic, let's just say it's a great battle, right? So me and Danny, classic with a vet. Me and Cortez, great battle with a vet. And then another vet is wanting smoke with me with Verb. So it's like, it's hard for me to, like, look at that and be like, and then after that I should battle, like, Loso. You know what I mean? And I'm not dissing a brother. Like, you know, I'm not dissing a brother. But, you know, I'm just looking at it like, yo, Danny, Tez, Verb, Loso. You know what I mean?
I
like,
what you're saying.
It just don't feel right. But if y'all, if everybody feel like it feel right, then, yeah, that's the move. You know what I mean? Like, and that's definitely a conversation that I would like to have.
I think
that would
be a great back and forth. Here's what I think. I think for you to battle Verb makes sense it makes much sense. But I think a good back and forth would be you and Loso, if that makes any sense. A good back and forth.
I know it would. I definitely understand what you're saying because of the subject matter, you know. I definitely agree with you. You know what I mean? I got my personal opinions. I mean, I know you say it'd be a good back and forth, but
be that by hell no, nigga. I ain't trying to hear that shit, son.
Yeah, you feel me? Like I know you think it'd be a good back and forth, but it's just certain, you know, certain people just can't apply pressure like that. You know what I mean? Like certain people just not built. You know, certain dudes just not built like that. You know what I mean? So I think he's a good rapper and all that, but you know. Just not from these type of environments to apply that type of pressure. But, you know, we'll see though, man. We'll definitely see. I'm definitely interested, man. And I definitely just want to stay. I just want to stay chill and stay humble and just try to still get better. You know what I'm saying? So, whatever makes sense and whatever route, you know, I'm more so like open to how the public is viewing things. You feel me?
Right.
Like, yo, B-Dot, you should take Verb. Nah, B-Dot, you should take this person. You know, like, however the public views it, I'd be looking at that. Like, I think that'll get me more excited than anything. Like, especially if niggas is like, oh, you should take Verb because Verb will smoke you. You know, like, shit like that. Like, that's the kind of shit from moving forward, I think that's the kind of shit that's going to keep me excited. Like, me feeling like I can lose this momentum. You know what I'm saying? Because this is one hell of a little ride, you feel me? And I appreciate moments because I know they can go fast, you feel me? Like, I know this whole little, just all these little accolades and notoriety that I'm achieving, this shit could be gone in an instant. Like, niggas could be like, I'm cool off B-Dot. I'm cool. He had a nice little run for, like, 2 years. You know what I mean? Like, shit could change like that in battle rap real quick. So I'm just appreciative of where I'm at, and I just want to continue to get better, bro, and continue to take battles that I feel like going to push me. So whatever that may be or whatever opponent that may be, you know, I'll take it.
Do you see yourself battling more than twice in 2017?
Yeah, I really want to, man. I'm working on this album, man. I put it on hold, you know, when I was preparing for E-Heart. And then I haven't been in the studio in like 4 months, man. Like, I was preparing for E-Heart, and then I put it on hold, and I ain't been in the studio since then. So I really want to knock out this album. But, yeah, man, I definitely just want to keep the momentum going. I remember Floyd Mayweather was saying, like, you know, when he took years off, he felt the difference when he came back and took, like, fights, like, every 6 months. You know what I mean? Like, he felt way better, like, felt way more polished. So I'll be thinking about that. Like, maybe if I battle, like, every other month or some shit, or every 3 months or some shit, maybe I'll be even better. You know what I mean? Like, who knows? You know what I mean? Maybe I'll catch a certain groove and this shit will really become easy to me. So, I don't know. I'm definitely interested in having a lot of battles if I can handle it. I don't really... It's just one of the things. Like, you don't really know what you're capable of until you try it. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
We'll see, bro. All
right. Well, B-Dot.
That's fire.
You know what I mean? You fire, my dude. Don't get it fucked up. Niggas fuck with you heavy up here. Like, I think you fire, bro. Like, fire. I feel like you and Cortez had a fire battle. Great back and forth.
Yeah. I'm about to rewatch it again tonight, man. It's a good watch, man. Definitely. Cortez was talking that shit. He was talking that shit, man.
Well, brother, we appreciate you rocking with us, my G. You know what I mean? Like, as soon as that, you know, we're going to recap the battle. Give to me a Timbo a little bit so we can sit down and get these bars right. You know what I'm saying? A lot of bars in this battle. You know what I mean?
Oh, y'all don't have a winner yet?
I got a winner. We got winners. I didn't even bring down the battle. You know what I'm saying? To break. I got you 2-1, my dude. I got Cortez winning round one. I got you winning round two. And I thought you won round three clearly. Like, clearly
yeah,
you won round three. And let me tell you something about your first round. Just because I'm saying I edged Cortez in the first round, that's not taking nothing away from your first round. I just thought your second round and third round was just on some, like... And all this talk about, oh, B-Dot stopped in the middle of the second round. Bro, I just still think you have a little bit more oomph in your material than Tez. And Tez is my guy, but I'm just keeping it G with you. You know what I mean?
Keeping it a buck. Yeah. I appreciate that. That's real talk. I appreciate it, bro. Mm-hmm. I felt the same. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you rocking with us, B-Dot, man. You know what I'm saying? For real, brother.
No doubt. Appreciate y'all.
You're ready,
man.
Salute, bro.
All right, salute, bro. Right.
Yes, sir.
All right, peace.
Salute, brother. All right. Man,
yes, sir.
Shout out B-Dot coming on the show, man. West Coast dude.
Real.
I like it.
Yeah, man. I like what he was talking,
bro. Fire,
bro. I like what he's talking. And I agree with him, bro. You listen, man. Battle rap is not just the East Coast thing. Like, let me be clear right quick. I've always said this. Without the Midwest movement, I've always said this, man. The Midwest movement to me was so important to battle rap, it's not even funny, bro. And I'm an East Coast cat.
No, that's a fact.
You feel me? Like, for real.
Yeah.
Dead ass. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's a fact. And it's super important. People don't even understand. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but it's crazy,
hold on,
bro.
Let me see what this cat's
crazy.
Doing. Hold on here 1 minute, brother. Give me one second here. Even if he gives us 15 minutes, let me get him in there. Hold on.
Yeah, I got like 15.
You got 15? All right.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, shit, he ain't calling up. You want to wrap up my dude? I don't know.
Yeah, let's
cool,
get
man.
And if he calls up, like, tomorrow or something. Just
I told
tomorrow
because
the
other guy that I hollered at Tech N9ne, so tomorrow too. So you know what I mean?
5:30, I'm good for like an hour or even more.
All right, cool.
If you want to do 5:30 tomorrow. So let's get it, man. PSA motherfucking radio. We got battle breakdowns coming up. We got interviews coming up. We got all this shit coming up. Man, you already know what the fuck it is, man. PSA motherfucking radio. My bro Dre, 3 Letterman. Take us out, my G.
Man, shout out to B-Dot. Shout out to my bro Timbo. Dope bunker car came to die. Came front, man. That shit was dope.
Yes, sir.
I already know what it is, man. I'll let you boys, man.
Yes, sir. We out.